in the dark of night. These faces, they haunt me. Well, I wish you were so close to me. Yes, I wish you were by my side.
Hope 103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersheim. Thousands of nurses and midwives have abandoned wards and are marching in Sydney CBD demanding better pay. Dani Geddes reports.
With the healthcare system teetering on the brink, those who keep it running are making their voices heard. A wave of scrubs has flooded Hyde Park. Calls for a 15% one-year pay rise echoing throughout the city, while Premier Chris Minns stands firm, refusing to meet the demand.
Honestly, I don't have a solution today.
Hundreds of elective surgeries have ground to a halt as wards run short. The public is being urged to reserve the emergency department for emergencies only as the pay dispute heats up. At Hyde Park, Dani Geddes.
The Prime Minister has shut down calls from the Greens to override the cash rates set by the Reserve Bank. Noah Secombe reports from Canberra.
The Federal Greens Party says it won't vote for Labor's reforms to the RBA unless the government forces the cash rate down to ease cost of living pressures. Although the government has the power to intervene, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the Reserve Bank must be independent of the federal government.
What we need in this country is serious policies that take us forward, not just populist rhetoric, which is what we see from the Greens and from the Coalition.
The RBA will announce the cash rate this afternoon, with many economists predicting it will remain on hold at 4.35%. Noah Secombe, Canberra.
Police say they're still working to identify the person who fatally stabbed a man on a busy street in Sydney's inner suburbs. A 32-year-old man who is known to police was pronounced dead at the scene after being found injured on a footpath outside a restaurant in Marrickville last night. Acting Superintendent Ben Kennis says they believe the men are known to each other and it appears to have been a targeted attack.
We believe at this point that the two people met and the attack was somewhat targeted. It was not random in nature.
Police have charged four teenagers over a high-speed pursuit in Sydney's southwest yesterday. The pursuit began in Smithfield, where officers attempted to stop a grey SUV in Smithfield. Shortly after the pursuit was terminated, the car collided with another SUV in Greystanes. The 14-year-old driver and his four passengers ran from the scene. Three boys, aged between 11 and 18, have since been arrested and charged. Australians in Lebanon are again being urged to leave amid fears the Middle East war could escalate further. Zach De Silva reports.
Nearly 500 people have been killed in Israeli strikes on Lebanon and thousands more have been forced to flee their homes. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the attacks targeted Hezbollah weapons hidden in the homes of civilians.
It placed rockets in your living rooms and missiles in your garage.
Australia is reiterating its call for citizens to leave Lebanon immediately and is now drawing up contingency plans for those who may end up stranded. But Foreign Minister Penny Wong says the federal government won't be able to help everyone.
There are very large numbers of Australians in Lebanon.
Senator Wong is also calling for de-escalation, warning a broader regional war would help no one.
Volunteers are being called upon to help support first responders and communities faced with natural disasters. Much of the country is grappling with ideal bushfire conditions and cyclone activity is growing increasingly likely in the north. Salvation Army Emergency Services National Program Manager Bindi Lupus says they're looking to add 1,000 extra helpers to keep up with demand.
We're often most known for our response, which is our catering, our trucks that roll up to help emergency services personnel, to feed emergency services personnel or community members who have been evacuated or displaced. We also have our recovery operations, which is usually post-disaster, helping Australians get back on their feet through material or financial aid.
Hope weather.
Cloud increasing this afternoon, winds northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Right now it's 22 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow a top of 31 degrees with showers developing. Thursday, rain, a high of 20. Friday, showers and 19. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Life and Hope, 1032.
In Timor-Leste, three-quarters of the population struggle to access adequate health care due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
A sponsorship on Hope 1032 is a great way to promote your product or service, but we're biased, so perhaps it'd be better to hear it from one of our sponsors. Here's Pete from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
People do hear the sponsorship and respond. I get feedback all the time from listeners. I've been parked at traffic lights only to hear my catchphrase from the car beside me. Ooh, he's a good boy.
Find out how you can get similar results. Contact our sponsorship team today. Visit hope1032.com.au.
In the Sydney CBD, there's a police operation that has closed Macquarie Street between Hunter Street and St James Road. Emergency crews are on site. Kingsford, emergency roadworks on Gardiners Road between Day Lane and Houston Road, one lane closed. At Enfield, traffic lights are blacked out, corner Coronation Parade and Plymouth Street. Some extra space on the road would be nice. And for more space at home, declutter with Storage King. Visit storageking.com.au today. The kings of storage, moving and more. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Get that spring in your step with Hope 1032.
Good afternoon, Chris Jolly with you. The latest Ipsos poll ranking the favourability of British royal family members is out. And whether you're a royal fan or not, I think you'll easily pick at least one of the top three. In fact, let's see if you can guess who they may be. It isn't King Charles III, though. He's okay. He comes at number four with a 56% rate there from the UK population. So they're kind of happy with his two-year reign so far. Let me know who you think the top three would be, or even if it's just your own top three. You can send me an SMS, 0448402020. Right now, it's Aussie Shepherd on Hope 1032.
Pressure mounting, heartbeats pounding, I start counting all the mountains I still have to climb, and it keeps me up all night. Second-hand is in slow motion, information overloaded, wide awake and wide, but I've never been so tired, when all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. Sunshine, electric pop, all I ever need a full stop. When all of my stars are broken, all of the dark starts closing, and on my heart you open up my sky, 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 sky. Turn me all the way up, and when my world starts to go cold, you light up like a light bulb. You turn me all the way up, yeah, you turn me all the way up,
1032.
I feel a tingle in my toes when you come around so close. Different worlds collide in this vibe. I hear the ringing of your voice. You say your dreams are my mom, burning fire in my soul. Places where we'll go, letting all your dreams become my home. Finally found myself in you. We are making deeper memories, dancing with the lonely hearts, hearing everyone's story. You're revealing your glory. There's a turning point in history. Every spirit's feeling light and free. And I know that you're holy. You're revealing your glory. I carry heaven in my soul. It's a beauty I can hold. Pinching everything around me. I feel revival in the air. It's a joy I can't compare. Keeps on changing everybody. Watch us breaking my everything around me. We are making deeper memories, dancing with the lonely hearts, hearing everyone's story. You're revealing your glory. There's a turning point in history. Every spirit's feeling light and free. And I know that you're holy. You're revealing your glory.
Safika on Hope 103.2. If you're a royal buff, you may already know who the most popular royal is, but for the rest of us, we're going to rely on the latest Ipsos poll, which has ranked the British royal family members. And if you're like me, you might not be too au fait on all things royal. Who do you think would make the top three? It's not King Charles III. He does come in, though, at a respectable number four. It's okay. I have them right here with me. So let's work backwards. So in at three with a score of 62%, it's Anne, Princess Royal, who's definitely a well-liked royal. My family, they're not royal buffs either, but when I asked this morning over breakfast, they all said Anne had to be in the mix somewhere. Let's move on. In at number two, the first in line, Prince William. Yes, Prince William with a score of 65% popularity rating. Actually, just slightly behind his wife, the Princess of Wales, who topped the poll with 66% of Britain's survey holding a favourable opinion of her. It certainly paints a bright picture for the future of the monarchy. Maybe you've got a favourite monarch of all time. Let me know with an SMS on 0448 40 2020. I'd love to know. Up next, it's the Plain White Tees on Hope 103.2.
Life and Hope 103.2.
Delilah, what's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty. Yes, you do. Times Square can't shine as bright as you. I swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance. I'm right there if you get lonely. Give this song another listen. Close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 What you do to me. said, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 A thousand miles seems pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk. If I had no other way, our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. So Lila, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same, and you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you.
Drop us a text on 0448 40 20 20.
Let's go. I've been chasing counterfeits and trying to find a fix, but all that I was missing was you. My hope was running out until you came around and showed me there was nothing to prove. Someone say it's unexplainable, but I know, yeah, I know what you can do. Oh, you're changing my attitude. Your love is a whole new mood. Something I can put my faith in. In my life, yeah, it was you all along. I know I belong, I'm right where I'm lost.
is real, I mean, it took time. Been chilling down the flutter, having good times. Running your race, can't get all checked. Don't got a front when you got my back. Let's go.
Tora and Will's Hope 103.2. Riley on SMS said her favourite monarch of all time is a tad older than who we were talking about. Riley said Alfred the Great, saying he did convert the Viking king Guthrum to Christianity. Good point, Riley. Enjoy your day. Thanks for the message. We've also got a few more messages coming through for William, my number one choice, actually a few there, and Wills and Kate. They're the best. Keep those coming through right here on Hope 103.2.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or anytime up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Spring fever. Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
This spring, start your retirement journey at station sponsor St. Hedwig Village, where an exceptional lifestyle meets incredible value. Join us this Saturday, the 28th of September, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Tour the remaining apartments in Stage 1 that start from just $475,000 and discover the joy of living in a stylish yet affordable apartment in an enviable location. Visit sthedwigvillage.com.au for more information. $475,000 is the starting price for a one-bedroom apartment. You may need to pay a departure fee when you leave the village.
Is it a smile, a warmth, a lifetime of memories, or one unforgettable moment? How do you capture the life of a loved one in a funeral service? At station sponsor Miller Superior Funerals, we take the time to understand what made your loved one so special to you and help you commemorate and celebrate them with dignity. Whether you're planning a funeral for your loved one or pre-planning your own funeral, visit millersuperior.com.au for funerals conducted with dignity.
Hope 103.2.
1032. From Moonee Moonee to Campbelltown, we're right with you.
It took his breath away, holding the bank page. He got the letter, they're gonna take the house away. About to have a daughter, he yells it in the air. Feeling the weight of the world, but just don't care. He lit a cigarette, felt it on his lip, driving home. Thank you.
waving to make the rent. I'm slinging coffee with dreams heavy as cement. They're coming one by one, the faces are falling off. I write a song with a prayer as I slide the cups. Oh, can you hear when you call?
Kenny, Hope 1032, good afternoon. Chris Jolly with you. I hope you're enjoying lunch. I cleverly left mine in the fridge today. I guess at least I know tomorrow's lunch is all sorted. Speaking of tomorrow, looking at a warm one, cloud about. Then from Thursday onwards, possible showers through to Sunday. Going to have to remind myself to do a load of washing before work tomorrow.
It's Brendan and Danny Bell from Hope Recce.
Did you know we have a podcast?
I know. Stop it. Stop it right now. For all the bits or mornings that you've missed.
The laugh out loud moments, the real life chats.
That's Hope Recce.
And you can subscribe and rate us with Apple Podcasts, Spotify,
or the Hope 1032 app.
Oh, she does.
You're welcome.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
First Christian believers were often under attack. At one stage, they stopped clustering in Jerusalem and scattered to save themselves. Yet this scattering, while it seemed to be a setback, was also an advance. They didn't just run and hide. They made the most of the scattering and conveyed the good news of Jesus to those who might not otherwise have heard. In our life of faith, we can't always see what is a setback and what's an advance. We may become preoccupied with a sickness or a disappointment or a failure and so cease to live out and speak out our faith in Jesus. But we need to realise that God is able to work good out of circumstances that in themselves are far from good. So while we may not welcome a setback, we can still discern what opportunities might be offered through it. Whether it be personal upbuilding or effective witness, God doesn't want us to waste the adversity we experience. Those not-so-good things can actually do a lot of good. I'm David Ray.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
What you are, there's an answer if you reach into your soul and the sorrow that
Family.
Hype 1032.
I'm about to have a good day. No matter what they say. Sun is shining down on me. Birds are singing praise. I'm about to have a good day. In every single way. God who made the universe knows me by my name. So it's a good day.
Great. Everything I prayed for didn't come in late. I got all I need.
the way. Ask me if you love me, you didn't hesitate. Turning all things to gray skies blue. Yeah, the church saying, won't he do it? I know he's got my back. That's why I'm singing that. A good day.
Hope 103.2.
Sanchez on Hope 103.2. Now, if you've been thinking about study, I have the perfect opportunity for you. Moore College. Experience a day in the life of a student at Moore Theological College this Friday with their open day. You'll find tons of info on our community notice board. Hope News up next.
Hope 103.2, with you in the hustle and bustle of life.
Hi, Tim Gilbert here. New South lawyers solve problems. They minimise risk and seize opportunities. It's the New South way. That's why New South Lawyers is a national award-winning firm. Awards and reputation come from delivering results. From family law to building and construction disputes, your matters are complex. They demand experience and attention to detail.
Let New South Lawyers handle the battle for you. Station sponsor, newsouthlawyers.com.au.
Hope 1032.
But I can't help falling for 1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg and Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. The Reserve Bank will deliver its latest interest rates decision this hour as consumer confidence picks up. Michael Packey reports.
The RBA board has been in deliberations since yesterday as it decides on its next interest rate move. Most economists believe the official cash rate will stay on hold at 4.35%, despite rates coming down in other parts of the globe, most notably the US. Complicating the Reserve Bank's thinking is a fairly resilient Australian economy. Fresh data from the ANZ shows consumer confidence has reached its highest level since January last year. The big lender claims stronger than expected job numbers has given consumers a boost. Analysts say the RBA will continue to monitor inflation before deciding whether to reduce rates, most likely sometime next year.
Nurses from all over the state have united in Sydney's Hyde Park, striking for better pay. They've marched and chanted through the CBD, demanding a 15% pay rise over 1 year. Among the crowd, these nurses travelled all the way from Muswellbrook in the Hunter Valley. They say their work is underappreciated.
If we were in a male-dominated industry, we wouldn't be paid the wage that we're being paid, and they wouldn't have to fight as hard as they are.
It's extremely stressful. We're there to save lives, and we just don't get paid in a way that reflects them.
Australia's Foreign Minister has announced the formation of a ministerial group driving action to protect aid workers in conflict zones. Penny Wong has made the announcement after meeting with counterparts at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. The move comes in light of the death of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankum and her colleagues. Senator Wong says Gaza is now the most dangerous place to be a humanitarian worker.
More than 300 aid workers have been killed since the start of the conflict in Gaza. We today collectively want to ensure that their deaths are not in vain, and we want to ensure that the deaths do not continue. You cannot protect civilians if you don't protect aid workers who are providing civilians with food, water, medicine and all that they need to survive.
Australians in Lebanon are again being urged to return home while they